Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, but joining us now on the hotline is the guy who this song is about.
Got dirt, yeah, baby.
Ah, yes, dirt, baby. You know that familiar song.
Got dirt,
whatever it plays, yeah, we are in the presence of the big German, and now dirt, is no different. Joining dirt, us now on the Ben and Skin Show is the man behind the Heroes Celebrity Baseball Game, the great Dirk Nowitzki. How are we doing today, Dirk?
Sorry, guys. I forgot about you a little bit. But, hey, better late than never. But, listen, hey, I've been so busy after retirement is worse than playing. I mean, I used to just worry about, you know, I got to show up at the gym, work out a little bit, and I'm done. And now I'm this business mogul, you know, and now I got to handle all these things. So I totally forgot about you guys. I'm sorry about that, but always good to hear you guys.
Well, man, thank you for taking the time to join us, and we'll forgive you because of all the great times you've given us.
So, oh, I appreciate it, guys.
Good on that. Hey, what are you doing besides just sitting around and playing Fortnite and stuff?
I wish I was sitting around playing Fortnite. No, you know, it's a lot of time now for fundraisers and, you know, all these events before the summer hits, because then in the summer everybody's gone, and so the spring and the fall time is a busy time where every weekend I feel like it's been an event, and you know we're still trying to get our foundation situated and do even more stuff. And so we got a new office now, and so I've actually been I've been running around a lot. If you guys saw, I went down to Austin yesterday. I drove down there and saw some of the was in the Capitol and hung out there for a few hours. So it's honestly been one thing after the next, but enjoying it. You know, it's different. Honestly, I have not worked out once since that last game. I'm enjoying not having that pressure of always going to the gym, and one day I don't go. I feel like, oh, you know, I feel bad. I should have done this and this. And so I've just, you know, been enjoying it and going to every kids' event at the school, which, as you guys, I'm sure, know, there is something every other day at school. Right. They want you involved, which is great. But there's a lot happening. So, yeah, I've been staying busy. We traveled a little bit, and we're about to travel a little more once the kids do get out of school. So, yeah, really just having a good time and seeing the family a lot and also mixing in some business.
All right, I want to ask you a couple questions about this Austin thing. You said you drove down. Was that actually Dirk behind the wheel, or did you have a driver?
Yeah, you know, I have my guy, Mr. Bishop, as you guys know.
Okay.
He's on all the trips with the Mavs, and he went down there, and we actually, Keisha from the Mavs went down, and so, yeah, we had a little road trip going on. It was fun. So no, it was quick. I actually, believe it or not, I've never been to Austin, which is sort of embarrassing to say, but you know, in my 20s, I always, in the summer is really the time to do that stuff, but I always went home as soon as the season was over. You know, I played national team for 10 plus years, and so it was never on a schedule for me actually to make it. So it was actually nice to go down there and enjoy the drive and see some stuff and see the Capitol and the building, and it was neat. And now I can say I've been in Austin.
Okay, so obviously you've been to Dallas, San Antonio, and Houston. I'm assuming based on what you're saying, that's it. Like, you probably drove through Waco for the first time, right?
I drove through Waco for the first time. It looked like a nice little town, I got to say. I didn't really know what to expect. So yeah, I saw that little bit of the campus there on the left when you drove through, and on the way back, we had a detour. They closed down the 35 coming back up because there was apparently a major wreck. So then they kind of took us through some back roads, and then we didn't see Wake on the way back. But on the way down, I was able to see a little bit, and it's nice, I got to say.
You know, we know you well, and you try to hide a lot of this, but we're very aware of your extreme generosity and what you do with your foundation, so it's no surprise to us that you've been busy with that since you retired. But you did. You talk about having not worked out. I was laughing because I don't think I've ever seen you in TMZ, and I hated it for your privacy because they're all up in your business, but the story on TMZ was Dirk's at the beach, and he's shredded. We're giving you so much love for being ripped.
If that's shredded, then we'd be in trouble. No, I got to say, I've gained a little bit. And I guess it's normal, if you don't have the pressure. And, first time I don't really watch my diet, Sometimes in the summer over the years, I've had a few wines in here and there, but to completely not worry about it is something I really enjoy. And so I gotta admit, I've had ice cream almost every day. the last couple of days I've been trying some suits on, and they just don't fit anymore my last 10 years or whatever. So I've been gaining some weight, but the good thing is when you're 7 feet, you hide it pretty good. I mean, unless it gets it goes really high, but I'm probably already 15 pounds plus than I was already at my playing weight. So as you guys know, it goes up really quick. Going down is a grind. So, but I'm enjoying it. And, eventually I'll get back on the program. You can't just not do anything for the rest of my life. You got to sort of train your heart down, as you guys, I'm sure, are aware of. As an athlete, if you train for so long, you can't just do nothing for the rest of your life. So eventually once, but right now I just have zero motivation to go work out at all. And so eventually that will come back and I'll find a routine where it's fun again. But as of now, it's been it's family and we're going to start traveling soon.
Yeah, you're going to be rethinking a lot of those tailored slim fit suits that you got there.
The Euro cut is just not looking and fitting the same.
I want to ask you this question because we saw you during the Stars playoff run.
And that
was fun for everybody. But I did think about this. You're up there hanging with the boys in the suite, and I'm like, okay, do you have to go to the wife? I mean, because when you go to work out, that's part of your job, right? She accepted that. But do you have to go and ask, hey, honey, can I go out with the boys tonight and get permission to do that?
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell her for sure. It's not like I'm just heading out and just see ya. I mean, no, I'll definitely tell her what's going on and, as you can probably imagine, there's 1,000 things happening when you have 3 kids and a private life and stuff. So we actually have a joint calendar where I'm like, oh wow, next week is such and such, so I can see what's kind of going on and what I got going on. So that's been a nice invention for me. So kind of been getting used to that. And for sure. But the playoff run was super fun. I thought we actually going to squeeze by once we went up 3-2 on St. Louis. I thought we were going to squeeze by. Just a tough one. And every time I went to game 3 in round 1, I went to game 3 in round 2, and both were L's. So I've even got people on Twitter hitting me up, please don't come to the game. I mean, I love you, but please stay home. The Stars need to win. So that was, unfortunately, every time I went, we lost. But, yeah, proud of the guys, where they started and where they finished the season and really made it a fun battle. During the season, I don't have as much time to go to games and enjoy hockey and baseball as much as I should, but since I'm done now, I got a lot more time, and I did enjoy watching some hockey.
Man, I love hearing that you're eating ice cream. And, we saw firsthand, and even people that know you better than we do, just describe the sacrifice, the things you denied yourself and deprived yourself of. And I remember Skin was telling me they came out with the Dirk Burger, and you couldn't even really have much of it, because you're so disciplined and, coming with healthy food to the game. So I'm loving that you're treating yourself, but I do want to ask you about exercise. Will Dirk Nowitzki ever play pickup basketball?
Right now I don't see it in my future. Honestly, I left it all out there for this franchise. My foot has actually been struggling. I haven't even been able to really play tennis. I've done all sorts of stuff this season just to get through almost every game after I had my initial injury, and so my ankle has been struggling a bit. So hopefully, you know, over the months now, where I don't have to pound and run and jump every day, that it's going to get a lot better. If not, I'm going to have to think about doing something else. But yeah, I didn't really make it through this season great. You know, this season was tough for me. I think a lot of people didn't even notice that much, but you know, I was struggling at times. I was in pain a lot during games, and it was not as much fun as it once was. And so for me, just my body, I think mentally I could have done another year and have fun with the boys. And I think KP coming and Luca playing together, I think I would have loved to be there one more year. But my body told me, hey, listen, it's you can't do it anymore. I mean, there was some stuff where in games was okay, you know, took some medicine before, even got tons of injections. And then the next day at 10 a.m. I'm supposed to practice, and just warming up, I'm already feeling there's just no way I'm going to get loose today, and it's just not happening. So at the end of the season, I barely didn't practice almost at all anymore. I mean, I'd warm up a little bit and then watch the guys do their work, and I'd sub in for some drills, but It was a tough year for me. So I think more than anything, I'm relieved. I'm relieved it's over, and like I said, try to leave it all out there for all these years. And now it's time to enjoy. And hopefully, my foot will get back to the point where I can hopefully enjoy life and play tennis. And if I want to go for a run, I can go for a run. And right now at this stage, I'm a little struggling. You'll probably see that in the baseball game in 2 weeks when I'm hobbling to the first base. That it's just not great yet. But you know, hopefully it'll get better.
And you can see that by going to 1053thefan.com/Dirk and getting your tickets right now. It will sell out. You should get your tickets right now. I want to kind of hit on some of the things you're talking about there, because I feel like starting with All-Star Weekend, that your season really had an uptick there. And it feels like all the struggle you went through, you were at least able to enjoy those final couple months. But specifically, man, that final 30 hours of the season meant a lot to a lot of people, Dirk. It was just incredible. Did you know when you were going to the Phoenix game that night that you were going to tell everybody that you were retiring?
So this decision just had come about. You know, I was playing in my head with it for a while, and I think I told that story after I was done in the press conference, that, you know, my best game of the year was probably in Golden State. Hey, we were playing a great game. We're beating the champs. Even though I think Steph wasn't playing that game, I can't remember. But anyways, I'm having, for the first time this season, I'm scoring over 20, and I should be having a ball. I should be having a blast. And I shot that one fadeaway, and I landed, and I was like, honestly, it's just not happening. It's just not happening anymore. So I kind of knew it in my head that this was it, and I wasn't quite sure how I wanted to handle the whole thing, since I never really wanted that whole retirement tour. I ended up getting it anyways, which was super fun and super emotional at times, and in some of the buildings on the road, which I've never would have imagined is impossible that a road player gets an ovation like that or a reception like that. That was, I mean, it was super emotional, and I really enjoyed it all, but it's not something that I really ever wanted or asked for. So I wasn't quite sure how I was going to handle my whole retirement thing. Originally, I thought, if you want to really play one more year, wait a couple weeks after the season, see how your foot is. Maybe it makes sense to be there for the guys one more time and try it. And then it was just after that Golden State game, I think in my head I knew this is just not going to happen. This is just not much fun anymore. And so I really just decided to announce it just a day or two ahead of that game. So it was a super emotional week. I kind of let everybody know. My sister, my dad flew in, because, you know, I was thinking, if this is it, I want them at least to be here and see the last home game. And I kind of had known that the Mavs had planned a little something. I didn't know, I mean, what was going on there. It was amazing, really. I can't thank the Mavs and everybody involved enough. But I knew there was something planned post-game, so I was like, you know, I got inspired by the moment, you know, the fans being there, and the atmosphere was amazing that last home game. Then, you know, most five of my heroes were there, flew in for me. I mean, you know, it's just I got inspired by the moment, and I kind of said, you know, it's, I want everybody to know that this this was it. And honestly, I wanted the fans and the people there to hear it first, and not do a press conference, say, oh yeah, and then everybody, you know, if I do a press conference like in 4 or 5 weeks after, if you call a press conference, then everybody already knows what's going on. So I kind of wanted not the media to leak it. I wanted the fans and people there to hear it first. And so that's how that came about. But, you know, some that last week I'll never forget. You know, sorry my answer is so long, but the Phoenix game and then all the celebration. And it was super tough for me to get on the plane afterwards and try to play the next night after a super emotional night. But, you know, what I experienced in San Antonio, I'll always cherish as well. You know, I mean, I was on the free throw line in the fourth quarter somewhere, and I'm hearing MVP chants. I mean, that brought a little tears to my eyes that something like that would be possible. And in a road arena where, obviously, been a rival of us for so many years. So it was a super, super emotional week, and honestly, I'm relieved it's over. But it's something I'll never forget for the rest of my life.
Man, you brought tears to all of our eyes, and you just handled it.
I appreciate it.
Dude, you just handled it perfectly, and you handled it perfectly, I think, because it was just authentic, and it was nothing fabricated about it, and you were just yourself. And
I appreciate it, yeah.
Man, you took us all on an incredible ride. That's why, dude, we need more Dirk in our lives. We're already nervous. We're like, okay, wait, when are we going to see him? How are we going to hear from him? Like, we're like really freaking out, and so that's why we love the Heroes game, because that's all Dirk. And if you don't have your tickets yet, Friday, June 7th, 7:30, Dr. Pepper Ballpark in Frisco, 1053thefan.com/Dirk. Already a ton of tickets sold. It will sell out very quickly. But we can't.
You know,
we're seeing.
I'll set it then. I said it after that game. You know, I'll be here. You know, this is my home now. And, you know, my wife has been here so long. We love it here. We have our network. Our kids are born here and love it and go to school. And we'll always be travelsome with our international background. But, you know, this will always be home. You know, what if I've experienced here? I just grew, basically. I came here as a kid and grew into a man. So this is where you know, my manhood lies. And, you know, this is where I found tons of friends and supporters over the two decades. So I don't see my future anywhere else. So don't worry, I'll be around. And I, like I said, after the season, I'll continue my charity work. And now that I have even more time, I might even go more all in and find great projects to support. And so just stay tuned on that. And for the baseball, yeah, it's actually, I don't know if it's the support even more since I'm retired now, but I felt like on day one that thing was almost sold out. So come on out there. Still a few tickets left, but always a great event. And to plug it real quick, we got Dak and Zeke coming back, as I'm sure you guys have already mentioned. And, yep. You know, some of the current Mavs, some of the ex-Mavs, I thought Dennis Smith Jr. is coming in, which is super, super sweet of him.
All right.
So, yeah, it should be and there's plenty of other Cowboys and Mavericks to be announced here in the next couple of weeks. But, yeah, looking forward to it again. And it's always a great family event, so come on out.
Well, we you know, your business is your business, and you have every right to be as private as you want to be. But I have to ask you this, because we started panicking, and we were like, well, gosh, Madonna, when he retired, he stopped doing the game, so maybe – Dirk's done after this year, and we started freaking out. We're like, hopefully he does it for another 20 years. So I love hearing more about the foundation. Whatever you do, we're all on board. I mean,
okay,
everybody,
yeah, perfect.
In DFW, we're in.
So yeah, no, you know, the question was, do I really want, if I'm done now, do I really want to shove two events down people's throats? And you always have to, you know, ask the celebrities, hey, do you mind? Do you have time? And I don't know how it is. They get yanked in 100 directions. So I definitely want to keep the tennis thing. That's been our huge fundraiser. And we're going to keep that in mid of September. And so the question was, do I want to still do the baseball as well and after my career? But I mean, the fans and the support so far have been unbelievable. Like I said, it's already almost a sellout, and still 3 weeks to go to the game. So, yeah, as for now, I don't think there's a decision made. And it's been everybody that I've asked usually has a blast doing that game and doing the event. And so as of now, it's been a no-brainer to keep it. But we're going to rehash again after the event and see how it went. And, But as of now, there is really no plan to give it up.
Yes!
I love hearing that.
Yes, that is great news.
Great, great stuff. We got Dirk Nowitzki joining us on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. So I regret having not asked you this after the game. What did Greg Popovich say to you before that game? Because if everybody didn't get to see it, when San Antonio showed that video of you before the game, it was very emotional, and they were showing clips of you destroying the Spurs. I mean, how many organizations would do that? And then you went to Pop, and so I'm dying to know what Pop said to you there in that
moment. You know, he's been he's one of my favorites. He's just so cool and down to earth, and you can talk to him about anything, and he's not super full of himself like a lot of people in our business. But he's just super cool, and he's got a pulse and everything. And so over the years, we've had obviously mutual respect, and here and there we've had some conversations. And he just said, hey, it's been a heck of a career, and I enjoyed, coaching against you and competing against you. And, he's like, anytime you want some wine, come on down to San Antonio. We'll have some wine together. And then actually a week later or so, I got a note from him. I got a note from him and a bottle of wine from his vineyard. And so just super, super classy. And what they did for me down there, I can never thank them enough. And obviously R.C. Buford and Pop, what they've done with that organization for the last 20 years. I mean, they've been always great. And so I got nothing but respect and admiration for that franchise and for those guys running it.
Dirk, as you look back on the entire run, your entire beautiful career, what are you most proud of?
You know, it's a lot of on-court stuff, of course, and bringing the first basketball championship here to this city was amazing. But, the moment I've got super emotional was when Brad Townsend did that little piece during the game, during the Phoenix game on the stuff that I do with Children's Hospital for a long, long time. And that got me super emotional because at the end of the day, it's of course you had fun playing hoops, but did you have an impact also on a lot of people, just not only with basketball. So I can be proud of that, and I pride myself on that, on helping others improve their situation. And so it's that one. I got to say, that video of all the videos and Larry Bird and everybody showing up, I want to say that video made me the most emotional that night. It's just, that's what it's all about. That says a lot about your character. So super proud of that, I got to say.
One of the things that a lot of people talked about too, Dirk, is as Mav fans, how great it was to have Luka and Porzingis see all that with you. To kind of like, hey, not only can you be a great basketball player, but this is how it's done. And hopefully, those messages sink in with those guys as they appear to have great careers ahead of them. You mentioned that those guys together made you at times feel like you wanted to stick around a little bit. I'd love to get your assessment of what kind of player Porzingis is and what he's going to be for the Mavericks.
So, I mean, this guy's the limit, honestly. So we've been watching him play 1-on-1, 2-on-2, 3-on-3. At some point last few weeks, he was practicing with us. And, I mean, he is a 7'3" freak. I mean, he can shoot it easy. He puts it on the deck. He's super long when he gets to the cup. He got great timing on defense with the shot blocking. And so, I mean, it should be fun to watch. If he stays healthy, him and Luka together, who both know how to play, and they can play off the ball, on the ball. You can run a lot of sets through both of them. So, and I don't think they should be in each other's way. I think both have a unique skill set, and they should be so much fun to watch together. So that's what I kind of want to see. KP coming back, and so that's why I'm a little sad that I can't do it anymore. But hopefully, by being there less last year and then still trying to work hard, even though it was hard on me, still trying to lead by example and show them how Nashi and Finn or AC Green and all these role models showed it to me back in the days. How to work, how to handle media. How to act at appearances, always be respectful, and And I just hope that they learned a few things from me, even though, you know, I'm not the guy, hey, Luca, sit down. Here's what needs to happen. Boom, boom, boom. Hey, KP, this is what you need to do. I'm not that kind of guy. You know, I don't force myself on people. If you have a question, you come to me. We have a grown conversation, but I'm not telling people what to do and how to handle things. So I hope that by me showing every day or showing up to work every day and trying to be the best pro that I can be, that that they learn a few things by just watching. And if they didn't, you know, they'll find their way. I mean, they're both super, super skilled and smart, and they'll find their way.
Man, that's exactly why stadiums in foreign cities stood up and cheered for you, because you never asked for any of it, and it was all authentic and real. I do want to ask you this. Like, I can remember when people were like, oh, he's the next Larry Bird. Dirk's the next Larry Bird. And I can remember thinking, good Lord, that's unfair pressure. And I even remember Sports Talk Radio, oh, it's going to break this kid. So to go from that point, I'm wondering if you were ever even aware of that and how much pressure that was to be compared to him. And then go all the way to the end where he's at your last home game, right off a poster on your wall. Just Larry Bird specifically, help me with the entire process to where here's the next Larry Bird to now he's at your last game.
You know, I think I've obviously heard all the comparisons at the beginning. And what I try to look at is, well, this is a huge honor, but also I'm not trying to be Larry Bird. You know, I will never be the passer and maybe never be the player that he is. You got to focus on yourself, even though it's a huge honor, and I'm humbled by you saying that. But on the other end, I want to carve out my own career, and I want to be who I am. I don't want to be like somebody else, and so I always kind of try to focus on myself. As you guys know, in the summer, you know, even if you have a tough year like my first year, how do you get better? You got to work. You take a week. Sometimes in my first year, if I took 10 days off, that's a lot. I was in the gym. I was playing national team. I came back. I was playing summer league. I came back. I worked out with Holger. I came back and went right in the season. So my first couple of years, I mean, I literally played around the clock and, you know, not really trying to be somebody, but trying to be the best player that I can be and focus on myself and work as hard as I can. And that's the only way I saw it. And, you know, if guys are getting compared to me now, that's also humbling for me. But like I said, you know, eventually KP wants to be his own player and Luca wants to be his own player. And then if you just focus on that and work hard, it's easy to not get so caught up in all these comparisons. He's that. Everybody's their own individual and people are different and just, you know, try to be the best man and best player that you can be.
One of the things I find interesting is some of the comparisons now aren't even so much as how the game is. It's the way you approach it. Like, I hear these Greek Freak and Damian Lillard comparisons, the way that they appear devoted to this franchise. And you were here the entire time, and we've talked about that, you know, ad nauseum. But you in a lot of ways, I think you realize this, you kind of are, for especially for the younger people, you are the Dallas Mavericks. You're kind of the whole franchise in a lot of ways, Dirk.
Oh, that's sweet, yeah, for the younger guys. Obviously, you know, there's been a lot of great, great players come through this franchise. Okay, the 90s might have been a little tough time, but there was some amazing time in the 80s, and we've had some amazing times in the early 2000s. But, you know, that's an honor. If people think Mavericks, especially for now, that's Dirk. That's an honor for me that I've, you know, was lucky to stay around that long. And, you know, like I always say, the community embraced me from day one when I was struggling, and then Mark buying the team and my team and my year two, and, you know, having the relationship that I've had with him. You know, I say it all the time, how many owners come to a player's bachelor party. He was on my bachelor party having a good time, and that's just the relationship we had. And so all this combined together was a no-brainer for me. This is a great, great city and a great market for basketball. So I never felt the need to go anywhere else. And I mention all the time, if it wouldn't have won the championship in 2011, I'm not sure what would have happened. But I know for a fact that I wanted to finish my career here and I wanted to make it work because I loved it here and that's all I knew. And I'm just so, so happy and thrilled that you know, we got the job done in 2011. And I think that took a lot of stress off of me of thinking about even entertaining some going somewhere else, which obviously I never wanted. So I was super thrilled that it worked out that way. And in a year that really nobody had us on the radar and nobody saw it coming, so that made it even more special.
Well, you know what? At the final home game, they had a picture montage where one of your rookie pick would fade into your second year and third year and fourth year, and we just got to watch an adventure in haircuts, and it was just just tremendous. And so I'd love to get your thoughts. What was your best hair, and what was your worst, most regrettable hair?
You know, the look that I see now on draft day with Nashi, I mean, that's probably as foul as it gets, honestly. With the parted down the middle, the earring, I had a pinky ring on, and Nashi's got the frosted tips. I mean, it's just, that picture will stay with us forever. But you know, that was hot at the time. I thought I was Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys, you know, without the dance moves. But that was probably my worst look. And then I kind of grew up, and I got rid of the rings and the chains and the earrings and just settled down. And I usually like my hair long the best. That's just how I like it. But over the years, now when you get older, you don't want to deal with hair every day. Just the short hair kind of took over. But in my 20s, I loved in the summer, like, I wouldn't get a haircut for months. I would just always let it grow out, and because I liked having longer hair. But you know, I don't want to run around with a ponytail at 40. So these days are long gone now. But in my 20s, I enjoyed the long hair.
I liked when your teammates gave you the hard time for the Ellen haircut.
Oh, that happened. So we usually, as a family, we sit together and on the 31st at night of December before we go into New Year, and we do a little New Year's resolution, and we do a little vision board the last couple of years, and what do you want to happen in this fall, this coming year? So we go through these magazines as I'm doing my vision board, and I'm seeing this model there with this haircut. I was like, you know what? I want to try a new haircut. I was like, it's time, and I want to try something funky. And it looked amazing on this model. And so I showed this to my guy, and when I got done, I was like, I'm not sure I look the same as this model here on this picture. So you should have seen, if we would have filmed that reaction when I walked in the next day for shoot around, we were still at AAC at the time, and some people were already in the weight room, and I'm talking about laughter of guys falling to the ground, laughter of guys yelling, and people thought something happened, so they run over from the training room, and then they start cracking up, and that was actually super funny. And you know, like I say all the time, a men's locker room is just one of a kind. It's just, I'll miss it. The trash talking, the making fun of people every day, what you wear, what you do, what you talk about. It's just, I'll miss the camaraderie, and you know, I'm glad that I was subject of some talking with that haircut.
Did you see the Game of Zones cartoon with you and Luka and Porzingis and Cuban?
So I'm a big Game of Thrones guy, and I don't necessarily like the Game of Zones. I've watched one episode early, but I did have to see that one, and I thought it was freaking hysterical. me laying there, and it kills my boy Q. It's pretty good. And then I'm like, okay, we have a game in 8 hours. So I'm going to start stretching. And it's, no, that was actually super, super funny. I got to say that there's the guys behind it are just super smart.
Well, dude, we could talk to you for 48 hours, so we'll let you go. We know you got a lot going on. And sorry to ball hog.
Oh, no worries,
today.
No worries. Appreciate your guys' support. And, you know, the media has been amazing to me, you know, so I got to say thanks to everybody who supported me throughout my career. You know, you guys always support my charity work and do tons of publicities and always come out and support. So I want to thank you guys as well, of course.